Lesson 31, Work with Your Hands. There is merit in working with one's hands. I think it is a good thing to have a trade of some sort, whether as a painter, carpenter, electrician, mechanic, or some other skill. Not only will this help you through dry spells when you may be out of work at your preferred job or career, but it will also serve as a useful skill in your own home and to bless others. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 11 and 12. Aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs and to work with your hands as we instructed you, so that you may walk properly before outsiders and be dependent on no one. Ephesians 4:28. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Tent maker. Paul was able to encourage others to work with their hands because he was a tent maker and practiced what he preached. Acts 18:3. Because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. As a tent maker, he was able to supply his own needs and those who were with him. Acts 20, verse 34, you yourselves know that these hands ministered to my necessities and to those who were with me. And 1 Thessalonians 2, 9, for you remember, brothers, our labor and toil. We worked night and day that we might not be a burden to any of you while we proclaimed to you the gospel of God. Carpenter. When I was a senior in high school, our youth group participated in a short-term mission project to one of the poorest counties in the United States. While working with needy families in rural Kentucky, I was able to use many of the carpentry skills I had learned while working on a construction crew at the beginning of the summer. In addition to the skills learned in carpentry, I also became a house painter that year. Not only did I learn another occupation, but I was able to earn money for college and seminary by painting. There have been many work projects on church buildings and at church members' homes where my painting ability has come in handy. I have been in charge of painting everything from an all-purpose room in a church basement to the exterior of a large frame building that required 125 gallons of paint. Both of these tasks met specific needs of the local church. And as I painted alongside of other willing helpers, the local body of believers was able to save thousands of dollars. Upon graduation from seminary, I moved to a small church to work as the assistant to the pastor. Before I was ordained as the pastor, God led me to work with my hands at a local cabinet shop. This job helped me in many ways. I acquired more skills with my hands. The experience I gained by working in this blue-collar environment helped me to relate to some of the church members who had similar jobs. During the year that I was employed there, I became close friends with the foreman of the shop. He later became an elder in the church. Worthy woman. Certainly, the worthy woman described in the last chapter of Proverbs exhibits these qualities of diligently working with her hands. In verses 31, in 13 through 15, in chapter 31, it says, she seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. And in Proverbs 31, verses 20 and 27, she opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She looks well to the ways of her household and eats not the bread of idleness. In this age of technology, I believe there is intrinsic value in working with your hands and performing good old-fashioned labor. I still prefer to cut the grass in our yard and maintain our home myself. God assigned the task of tending the Garden of Eden to Adam. Perhaps this is why we derive a certain satisfaction in working with our hands. Genesis 2:15, the Lord God placed man in the Garden of Eden to tend and watch over it. Let's pray. Father, knowing that all Scripture is inspired and profitable for teaching, And so that we may be complete in every good deed, help us to learn how to apply these scriptures in the 21st century. Amen.